But right now, Ham has got the Observation Deck, brought to you by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Supercenter. Here is Ham.
Thank you, Mr. DJ. Following the show yesterday, which we had a great time at the Friends of Mullen Mullen Charity Golf Tourney at Los Colinas Country Club.
I got up and down so many times yesterday.
Shut up. Incredible. Great time, though. And great jelly.
Did you try?
I did. I tried the blackberry jelly.
It was good?
Yeah.
They had a food spread out there right next to us, just tempting us the entire
time.
It
was teasing us.
Yeah. I still got my little orange here. I'm going to break it in case of emergency.
Interesting. Blackberry,
yeah.
Orange, and I think I got strawberry.
Well, we're going to try everything.
That's just our personality.
I did. So you snagged me a little yogurt parfait.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to enjoy this on the way home. It had been sitting out a while.
Oh, no.
It was.
Did you still eat it?
No.
Okay.
Because luckily it had the separated oats and fruit, so I ate that. But when I tried the yogurt, it had basically just turned into warm sour cream.
Cottage cheese.
It was gross. It was really, yeah, it was warm, and it was almost curdled. And, you know, I was like, you know what? It had been sitting here since about, like, 6:45, and I was trying it at 9:30.
Well.
So that makes sense.
I appreciate the hospitality of Los Colinas Country Club.
I do, too. Even as great as the Los Colinas Country Club is, they can't break the laws of dairy physics, you know?
We haven't figured out parfait fit physiology.
Uh-uh.
What time are we running through dairy physics? Because I'm not familiar with that section of science.
I think that was one of the categories that they battled in Billy
Jeopardy.
Madison at the end.
Well, thank you for having us out there. We had a great time.
You looked at me, but yeah, you're welcome.
After the show, I'm like self-conscious about looking at you guys now. After the show,
right, don't ever look at me, okay? Let's just set some ground rules.
Look down.
Now.
Turn around.
I'm trying to. It doesn't work. After the show, I took my Libmobile to go charge it. Decided since it's at my pretzel place, might as well go get
a pretzel. Yeah, I got a pretzel place.
Yeah,
everyone's got a pretzel place. You got a guy. Yeah. Got
well,
a
where I charge my cars attached to my pretzel place.
He's not even referring to like an Auntie Anne's inside of a mall.
Just the place where they were wear roller skates at.
Right. Get you an ocean water.
But car's charging, went inside to go wash my hands in the bathroom. Went into the bathroom. And I didn't go because I wasn't at home or anything like that.
Yeah, you're the weirdest guy of all
time. Strict policy. But as I turn to leave, I see this. Give me one moment so I could send you guys a photo. I could just tell you about it.
We got all sorts of time. It's live radio.
We only got till 9.
Shut up, I thought about this earlier.
How does saying I thought about this earlier expedite things now?
Everyone that's listening,
everyone
listening, text us your numbers so he can send you the photo also.
We don't have that much time.
I still don't have it.
It's a photo that I saw as I was turning to leave of a complimentary mouthwash station.
Huh.
A mouthwash machine. I have never seen one of these before out in the wild.
This was at your pretzel place?
Yes, in their bathroom.
Interesting.
So as you finish doing your to-do or whatever hell you're leaving in the bathroom, I don't know, you wash your hands and you turn, and it has a complimentary mouthwash machine.
And do you just put your mouth on it like a hamster water bottle?
See, that's what I thought as I'm like pressing it to try to see what the deal is, because I'm like, do people put their mouths on this thing? I think a little cup drops down. And you could squirt mouthwash into it. But it was out of mouthwash material when I got to it.
That's not a great indictment for a restaurant, that they feel like they need to give you mouthwash.
Well, the restaurant is attached to the gas station.
Oh, it's a gas station.
It's a gas station.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And it's near the airport, so I would assume it'd be for air travelers who have just arrived. If they choose to go to this attached restaurant bathroom...
Yeah.
Gas station.
Still feels dicey.
Car.
Yeah, I'm still not putting in, because that mouthwash may have been sitting there since 2005.
Yeah, no kidding.
This guy won't even eat a 2-hour-old parfait. You think he's getting mouthwash from a gas station bathroom?
I tried. And that's what counts with nutrition.
No, it's not, actually.
But I was perplexed.
If you're 5, maybe.
I was so perplexed. I'm like, are people going to the bathroom and hoping that there's mouthwash stations out there?
And you don't have to pay for it. It's not like a
it was free
condom machine.
It's complimentary. Neither of you have encountered this in a while.
Never.
I don't think so.
No.
I remember sometimes you'll get it where there's the cologne and perfume in there.
Which I've never bought that either, but I've always wondered what comes out.
Probably cologne and perfume.
Well, yeah, but I mean, does it come out like in a little packet or...
Or like a mist?
You put your quarter in and it just...
Blasts you.
Your eyes are all red.
Because I've seen that, I think at one of the pool halls near me, they have
pool.
Pool halls. Not a poo hall.
What are you going to?
Albert Poo Hall. Yeah, I don't know. I would be more likely to try that than the mouthwash, because at least cologne's not going in me.
Yeah, I'm not inviting liquids from the bathroom into my mouth.
It's a good policy.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I hope I never reach that stage in life.
I hope I never do reach that stage in life.
Breath is so bad that I've got to use... free mouthwash that's available.
I don't want anything in a public bathroom to go in my mouth.
That's what I'm saying.
Whether I have to pay for it or complimentary.
What if there's a wrapped Baconator in there?
No chance.
Just a mystery Baconator.
Ooh. How old?
It's warm. Suspiciously warm.
It's got cheese on it?
No cheese.
Oh, man.
That's the deal breaker?
No, he doesn't like cheese. That's in favor.
But I'm saying if it had cheese,
there's no way he would, but no cheese.
I feel like that would be somebody trying to poison me, but I'd risk it.
What, a bathroom breakfast hamburger?
A bathroom Baconator?
Is it still wrapped?
Oh,
that's what he's saying.
It's cleanly, perfectly wrapped.
And nothing could permeate the nice foil that Baconator comes in.
In the middle of bathroom, or like sitting on like the toilet like tank?
Or
on a koala station.
On the
floor. Would you rather eat it off the floor? Which is
worse. I'm not eating off the floor.
Yeah, how are you being ridiculous, tummy?
Okay, I like your idea, Ham, of I have to open the koala station and then find it.
And then free hamburger.
Yeah. It's like a little mystery. If you know that the gas station around the corner has Baconators in their koala station.
Okay, is that a business? People aren't going to have...
A business?
Well, people don't want mouthwash from the bathroom, but if there was just a...
complimentary burger?
A Baconator machine there where I felt like it was pretty fresh.
Feels like it'd be a net loss for you, just handing out $8 hamburgers.
Well, there's a markup. I mean, there's a convenience charge for sure.
Well, women bathrooms have the tampon machines. Do men bathrooms have Baconator machines?
No.
They should.
Again, they have, like, cologne and condoms.
I haven't encountered a condom one yet.
There's absolutely condoms.
You say that at bars and stuff like that.
Okay. I don't think I use bathrooms enough to notice these things.
That is true. As someone who we noted earlier that you had to make one of your rare bathroom breaks.
Yeah, I had to break the seal.
At work.
For the backside, not the front side, because it's just ridiculous.
But don't understand it at all.
I definitely know there's a world missing out there that I'm not part of.
Not a great one.
When it comes to bathrooms.
Yeah, it's not a great one.
And I'm fine with it.
But your claim that you can go to the bathroom up here, go number two, without going number one, may be the craziest thing I've ever heard you say.
Next time I go to the bathroom, I want you to follow me.
I'm going to put a bedpan in the toilet, and we're going to examine the contents.
Why would you want
I'll let you handle that, pal. You can report back to me.
Daddy, we need a volunteer.
We got a favor.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, he hasn't been listening.
Daddy wasn't listening.
Oh, sorry. Oh, he agreed. He already agreed.
Sorry.
He was cutting dusty mail. Yeah. That's okay. He was actually...
I'd prefer him to do that than to check my insides.
Yes. Listening to Ham say anything, not very useful.
But a mouthwash station in the bathroom. Weird.
New one.
It's a new one. Never seen that before.
Hmm.
That's all I have.
Next time you need to try it and report back.
Well, it was out of material.
Did you complain? Like, hey.
Dude, sitting here with a dirty mouth.
Yeah. Smell my breath.
Smells like your freaking pretzel.
That's a good smell.
Yeah.
That's a good smell.